Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Restaurants have been calling on the government to allow them to reopen from next week, but uncertainty still remains as to whether this will happen. It now seems the date more likely will be December the 7th, but there's also continued uncertainty as to what the guidelines will be to allow for indoor dining. Well, regardless of what happens, my next guest has taken the decision to keep his doors shut. Gaz Smith, owner of Michael's Restaurant in Dublin. Good morning.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Will you tell me how you arrived at this decision? I'm sure it wasn't an easy one because you had the opportunity, you're likely to have the opportunity to open. You decided not to.
December would have presented us with probably our only chance to make a profit this year. But with a complete lack of clarity and guidance from the government, we decided to go down the route of relative stability. We've adopted ourselves a fair bit through COVID. And we just decided it wasn't worth potentially losing all of that for the sake of 3 or 4 weeks, especially when we don't know if we'll even get the 3 or 4 weeks. There's been no communication whatsoever, just half-truths and clickbait headlines and leaks. So after 2 weeks of no sleep, we just decided to put the team and the business first and... We're going to keep the doors closed for Christmas and continue doing what's been working for us for the last 6 months.
Because if you were to open, there's a lot of work that has to go into getting to that point where you can open the doors for diners coming in, Gaz. Will you just explain to people what you would have had to do and the amount of money you'd need to spend?
Well, first of all, to me, it would have taken a week's lead time minimum. Potentially, if you're a rural premises, it could even take longer than that. You need to organise your staff. How could we even possibly begin to bring staff back or to ask them to plan to come back when there has not been no communication whatsoever? You can't plan menus. You can't take reservations because if you take reservations to 30 people and then the guidelines the last minute say that it's 15, mm-hmm. who are you to play God with who gets to come and who can't come? If the staff will all come off their schemes to be told last minute that there's no indoor dining, it's only outdoor dining. There's just so many things to do. And what do you do if you've had a really, really bad 6 months and you purchase all of this food expecting to open and the rug gets pulled away last minute, which still has the potential to happen? Like we should be theoretically be trading on Tuesday. Unless there was zero communication.
Okay. Well, nursing homes are also waiting on guidelines. Gaz, if you stay with us there, I want to bring in Conor McNulty, who's one of the owners of Marymount Nursing Home in Lucan. And people will remember, Conor, that Marymount was really badly hit in the first wave. But we want to talk to you about what's going to happen at Christmas. You don't know officially, do you, what's going to happen with visits and so on?
Hi, Claire. Good morning and thanks for having me on. We don't yet know, but we are confident and we're hopeful that public guidance will give us some direction in the coming days. Every nursing home in the country is facing the same situation. Whilst we have a duty of care to our residents, we must remember that also includes mental health. And it's, you know, we don't want this situation any more than anyone else. I think the current, you know, situation is just unsustainable. So I think every nursing home in the country is trying to come up with suggestions and proposals that work for them.
Which bit of it is unsustainable, do you think?
I think window visits in the cold, when you're trying to talk through a window where somebody can't hear you, that's just not sustainable. I mean, that's not a quality visit. You know, we're trying our best to manage the risks and the benefits, and I think something has to happen now that allows people to have a quality visit with a loved one, particularly at this time in the run-up to Christmas. I think we've had a long number of months of this, and I think it's time now that we start thinking in terms of where we can go. Now, if that means early access to vaccines, if it means family members being able to come in and have evidence of a recent test, whatever, I would be confident. Public health are constantly on this, as we are, that something is going to happen positively, whilst at the same time giving us, the providers, the confidence that that our residents and staff are going to remain safe also.
Yeah, I mean, and you, I know you would need that reassurance given what you had gone through there. So without a vaccine, you probably would need proof, COVID-free proof from a visitor in the form of a test result.
Yeah, and I think families themselves would also want that in place. You know, it's very easy to just on compassionate grounds to free up more visiting, because at the end of the day, that's what we all want. But at the same time, we have to be sure that we don't go back to where we came from. And we were, as you alluded to there, we had a very difficult time earlier in the year. Now we've come out of that and we're 4 months COVID-free here, and long may that continue, please God. But we certainly have that at the back of our minds also. So it is a balancing act between what is risk and what is the benefit. But we're very much trying to come up with solutions that works for everybody.
And Conor, what about residents? I know you'll have some residents, probably only a minority, who in any other year would go home to their families for Christmas.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can facilitate that this year?
Again, hopefully. As it stands at the moment, Claire, and bear in mind, because of the complexities of needs of residents in nursing homes, there is, as you say, a small proportion of residents that would generally go home at Christmas, be it for a couple of hours or overnight. At the moment, if that were to happen, it would mean that due to risk assessing that, that resident would, if they were to return to the nursing home that day or even the next day, they potentially would have to isolate in their room, which is not, that's not a good trade-off. I think you need to have some sort of arrangements whereby, and it may come down to having the vaccines in place, or having a particular arrangement that is guided through public health. Mm-hmm. That we're confident that if somebody were to go out, that again the risks of them returning to the nursing home without having to be isolating for a period of time would be very beneficial. But it's still unclear as to whether and how that would look at this point.
The reality of having a vaccine though before Christmas, I mean, it doesn't seem to be a prospect, does it?
Well, I think we'll probably be to the forefront in terms of on the queue. I think it's only right. But, you know, it's hard to say at this point, but we are watching and anxious to see what developments are happening there.
Okay. Gaz, to come back to you, what are the implications of the decision you've taken not to open for your staff?
Well, we had our first good night's sleep in 2 weeks last night, just knowing that we can leave aside all of the kind of all of the risk factors and uncertainty of no communication and focus on what we can do well. And even if that means no profits for December, we can rest assured knowing that we're going to have all 27 staff members in full-time jobs through the month of December.
Okay, and they're still looking after your click and collect service and your farmers market there, which people would probably be familiar with, certainly from social media. Gaz, thank you very much for joining us from Michael's Restaurant in Dublin, and also Conor McNulty, co-owner of Marymount Nursing Home in Lucan. After the break, it's Through the Keyhole at Michael Flatley's house.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.